Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Hi there, and welcome back to Foot Traffic. Sarah Centrella is here today, and we are talking all about future boards. And we are going to dive right in. Sarah, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you here today.
Thanks so much for having me on. I'm excited for our chat. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I cannot wait to dive into future boards. However, before we do that, can we just quickly hear a brief overview of your backstory and how your entrepreneurial journey and then how future boards came about?
Yeah, absolutely. Future boards really is born of the destruction of my life, I would say. So I had a really kind of awful earthquake moment about 10 years ago now, a little over 10 years ago, when I found out that my husband had been having like a whole separate life, affair type situation. And we had three really little kids at the time, and just economy was terrible, kind of like everything that could go wrong went wrong. And needless to say, it ended my marriage and kind of everything I ever planned for my life in about 15 minutes. So like just a bomb blew up in my life. And so kind of where future boards came in is right away, like even that night, I just remember thinking like, oh my God, like I can't survive. I don't even know what to do. I don't have a job. I don't have money. I have like nothing. Like what's tomorrow supposed to look like type thing. And I knew even right then, like I had a choice. Either I could just totally disintegrate and fall apart, which I really didn't have that choice because I had three kids, or I could figure it out and in that process create a totally new life. And so I think like part of that in some way definitely gave me hope, but also gave me new empowerment that I'd never really had because I'd been with him since I was 16. And so it was really the first time ever in my life where I was like, oh, I guess I can like make what I want. Mm-hmm. which then opened Pandora's box of like, okay, well, what do you want? And I was starting from nothing, like literally nothing, like on food stamps, on a dollar to my name, you know, no job type thing. And so I just went crazy. I was like, I've got nothing to lose. So dreaming makes me feel good. Let's just start there. And that was when I made my very first future board. And about a year and a half later, it just started coming to life in really insane ways.
Oh, I love it. So I want to ask you, first of all, you said you loved dreaming. Do you find people, though, that they don't even know what to put on it?
Like, oh, God, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I want to get there for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say right now I'm doing a workshop tour where I'm meeting with people in different cities. And I would say always probably half the room would identify themselves as dreamers and okay. The other half absolutely would not, like not at all. And I call those thinkers. So I teach a lot of like dreamers and thinkers, and we just have like different ways that we approach all of this stuff. Okay. And I think for an analytical person or a thinker, this stuff is really hard. You know, it's just not how our society is wired. It's not how a lot of people's brains are wired. And so it takes some effort and it takes some digging and, you know, asking yourself the right questions and then really ultimately giving yourself permission to dream. Yeah.
So is a future board similar to a vision board, or can you explain the difference?
Yeah, it's really not. I would say the only thing that is similar is that both use pictures of some sort. That's okay. About where the similarities begin and end. So what makes it so different is that before we ever get to a place where we're looking for a single picture, we are going through a really deep process of identifying what it is that we want our future life to look like. So if I could kind of, I guess, say what it is more similar to, it's more similar to building your dream home and hiring an architect to create a model of the home, okay. I guess would be the best way to do it. So like you have to first like, you know, sketch out what you want, put it on paper, be able to communicate it,
right.
Have a vision
probably
for
more
it,
all specific if you're saying something like that, where we're like, we're literally creating it from scratch.
Yeah, absolutely. So I kind of call it future casting. So this is literally sitting down and being like, you know, instead of floating through my life, instead of allowing my life to happen, instead of every day to feel like Groundhog Day, how about I start guiding the ship? And so then we're asking ourselves the questions like, okay, well, what do I want in my career, in finances? What do I want my body to look like? How do I want to feel? You know, who do I want to have in my life? And we're literally defining all of that in kind of a perfect world scenario so that we have, you know, a place to start. And then the pictures wind up being images that we find on Pinterest. So we don't use any magazines.
Okay.
And those pictures match the vision we've already started to create in our mind. And that I would say is like the massive difference. Like no one else is doing that.
Okay. Yeah. I love this. Well, and I'm a believer in this process of really visualizing and seeing it before you create it. Seeing it in your mind before you create it. So can you maybe talk to the person who's like, I don't know, this seems a little woo-woo. Should I really invest time going on Pinterest? Like, what can you say to that person?
Yeah. So I would say absolutely traditional vision boards seem very woo-woo. They okay. seemed very woo-woo to me. When I very first started kind of any of this stuff, I was probably the biggest skeptic in the world. And so I started on my blog, I had a blog called Thought Stories Life, it's still up, but I started just documenting everything. Cause I was like, if there's even a remote chance that this works, I want proof and I want to know what I did so that, you know, if someone comes to me and is like, hey, is that real? Did you make that up? I could be like, nope, here's the black and white, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think I started with that mentality, which has meant that everything that I teach and have built just makes common sense. Like, and I think that makes a huge difference than kind of how a lot of people have perceived this stuff before, because before there wasn't really a how. It was like, okay, let's make a pretty collage and then let's forget about it, about our life, you know? And this is not that at all. I mean, I liken this to if you meet with a personal trainer or a nutritionist, you tell them what you want, right? Like what you want your body to look like. Maybe you show them some pictures of how you see your dream body, all of that stuff. And then you go to work to make that happen, right? Yeah. So that we're just doing that for our entire future life, which is really kind of, I think, revolutionary. Mm-hmm. So there really isn't any woo-woo about it, to be honest. It's very, and I think that's why the thinkers or the analytical, you know, people who read the book or do the work are like, oh my God, finally, someone like broke this down where, you know, that part of my brain is like, okay, I get it. Like, this makes sense.
Well, it makes really like a lot of sense to me. So one thing I did today that just happens to be the day we're talking, I am going to be doing a photo shoot soon. And the photographer said, could you make me a Pinterest board of all backgrounds or photos that you really like that you would love to see? And that's what I did. And then she was like, well, what are you going to be wearing so I can envision this? I'm like, oh, well, here's a Pinterest board of like the looks I'm going for. So that's exactly what I just did. And it's not woo-woo. It's me going, no, I want this. And we're going to find buildings that look like this. And I'm going to wear things that look like this. And I'm going to get the end result. So I love this. This is amazing.
Exactly. And the crazy thing is like, had you not done that, you could have paid all this money, got this photographer, went up with pictures that you hated, right?
Absolutely.
But the onus came back to the fact that it wasn't identified in the beginning what you want. So I think people do the process that I teach in most areas of their life and absolutely in every area they've ever been successful. Like so I can go into any room and say, what's the one thing you're most proud of? And they'll raise their hand and I'll say, you did everything I teach to get there. Mm. I promise you, I've never met anyone who hasn't. But the thing is a lot of times they don't know how to translate that skill set into manifesting their dream mate or mentors or building their business or doing something different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that's what I think is so great about this. Like, oh, once I learn the recipe, man, I can apply this to anything I want across the board, literally everything. And then it just starts clicking in a way that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I can see this. So how do we make it actionable? What, you know, we've got the pictures, we figure out what we're looking for, but what do we do to actually like get this in motion?
Yeah, so there's a couple things that really start the process of action, and I call it kind of like the manifesting wheel, if you will. It like gets everything going and moving. And one is what's going on in your head. Like, what are you thinking? Because if you're starting to create this life and see a new future for yourself, but you have all this self-talk that is arguing with that new idea, talking down to it, telling you how you can't do it, whatever, then you're really not going to get a whole lot of action. So addressing what it is you're thinking and then changing those thoughts and guiding them towards the outcomes that you want is really huge. So that's kind of where it initially starts. And then we also talk about, you know, our words. Like, are we putting it out there? Are we being proactive? Are we saying, yeah, this is the life I'm building? Are we talking to people at cocktail parties about it? I actually yesterday had a conversation with someone who had read the book and had identified like a huge crazy dream that was just seemed so far-fetched in her life. And she said it out loud for the first time. And when she did, like, oh my God, like I just gave this thing wings, you know?
Yeah.
And then literally like a week later, she said it out loud at an event she was at, had that same moment, like, wow, did I just say that? Like, can I retract that big dream that I just told a stranger? And he wound up being the person who totally connected her and that she manifested it like a week. So that's a huge part of it. I think a lot of times people just, you know, hold their dreams in. They kind of bash them in their mind and then they hold them in. So we don't want to do either of those things. And then the more you talk about it, the more you are naturally motivated to start figuring it out, you know, to start in the daily actionable steps that will get you there. Because it's like in your aura, because it's something you're talking about, because just like buying a red Honda, the more you buy it, you see it everywhere. So the more you have it around you, the more you're going to be motivated to get up and start making that life happen immediately, which is, it's a beautiful thing because it kind of pulls you in the direction of your dream versus you constantly having to chase it, you know?
Well, and it just reminds you, this is important. I said I was going to do this. And the more you talk about it, the more it stays there and you're focusing on it. Your energy will go there versus if you're never talking about it, you're like, oh yeah, I said I wanted to do that last year and you've completely forgotten about it.
And no one's holding you accountable, including yourself.
Yeah. 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 And I like when you said, shout it out. I mean, the more people you tell, the more, at least in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, wait, I just told Sarah, this person knows, I better get working on it versus keeping it a secret. No one knows if you're procrastinating.
Yep, absolutely. It's one of the, I have always found that it's one of the best ways to hold myself accountable. Like yes. I know if I say it out loud in a room, or even if I say it on my Facebook, it's done deal. Like I'm going to figure out a way to get there. I don't, you know, I'm not just going to be spouting off to spout off. So I think it is a scary step. And the first time you verbalize a dream, you probably will never forget it. And I never forget that first time I verbalized any big dream. You know, it's a powerful, powerful moment. And just for you to feel that power lets you know how powerful it is, right? Mm-hmm.
So definitely. So on your board, are you trying to be very well-rounded? Are you trying to make sure you have all these different categories or areas? Do you have more than one board? What does it look like for you?
Yes. So every authentic future board has five categories on it. All of the ones that I teach have that. I call that my master board. Personally, I have kind of a future board wall in my room, but it all is like at the center of it is my master board. So the master board will always is the one that I redo every single year. And it always has five categories. So those are relationships, which are all the people in your life, career, ambitions, wealth, finances, mind and body, and then passions and joys. So our board is literally a future cast of your dream life. And I cannot reiterate the word life enough. Like it's not what career do I want? It's not what mansion do I want to live in? It doesn't have a picture of a Lambo for the sake of a Lambo. You know, like this is an entire architected dream life. And that life is based on what I've discovered about myself that makes me happy in all those areas. And that takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's definitely why we don't just sit around with magazines and do clip art.
Where do you have these? You said they're on your wall, but like what room, office, where is this?
Oh yeah, they're in my bedroom. So it's first thing I see in the morning and last thing I see at night. But whenever I've worked in an office, I've always had my master board with me there because that's where I spend most, you know, of the day. So there's one in my office here now too, that's the career one. So now I have a home office. So now I can have like the career there and then, you know, the master otherwhere. So I'm totally fine if people want to make expanded boards based on any of those categories. I have a huge travel future board as well. Okay. So that's fine. But the one that you have to do, like the most important one, is definitely the master board.
Okay. So put it somewhere you're going to see it often. Is there a certain ritual or like, do you always look at this first thing in the morning? Like what are, is it just going to be something visible, but what's your plan or your ritual that you do?
Well, I think the magic of this board especially is that the time it takes to get to a place where you find the picture and it winds up on your board is a process. So, you know, when I coach people individually, we've worked together for 5 weeks before we get there. So it's kind of a magical process in that in each of those steps that you're going through, you're visualizing that dream clearer and clearer and clearer. So you're, all of that is making it stick, right? Mm-hmm. And so I call it create a movie in your head. So each of the pictures that wind up on the board, you have a full blown movie that's like a little trailer you can run at any time. And it's about the moment that you're living that picture. So, you know, if I have a picture of, that's one of mine, a picture of say the Eiffel Tower on my board. Like in my mind, I'm going to the place where I'm having lunch and a glass of champagne and I'm writing and I'm looking up at the Eiffel Tower and the weather is, you know, so I'm going right into, my mind is clicking into that. So having said all that, by the time it gets to the board, I don't have to like sit there and meditate on it. It every day. Does that make sense? Like it's a living, breathing thing in me all the time. And one of the things that I teach people to do is, especially if you're having a bad day, rather than kind of focusing on that rabbit hole that's trying to put you down, snap into one of those daydreams and be like, oh, I'm in Paris. I can't wait one day, you know, and you just kind of give your brain a little like detour. And that is kind of the magic of this board that makes it so different than anything else. It's like it's connecting all those pieces of our brain to really get it to work.
Yeah. Well, I do a lot of guided meditations in the morning. And sometimes when they're guiding me and they're telling me to, you know, go someplace or visualize, or I don't know what to visualize that day. And you just gave me this amazing idea of glancing at this board, picking one of the pictures and just going there.
Yeah.
I love it
so much is because by the time you're done with the board, you have got 50 probably.
Right.
You should have about 50 separate movies that you can draw on in your head at any moment. You know, like when you're on the treadmill, when you're like traffic, like whatever. And so I call that active creation time. So anytime, whether it's 30 seconds, a half hour that you're spending dropping into those quick movies, that is you creating that experience. That is you calling it into your existence. That's the universe working its butt off behind the scenes to line up those opportunities for you. Yeah. Like that's some gold.
Yeah. Well, and so, I know it's dangerous when people say things like, I just don't know what I want. Right. Or I'm picking the same movie over and over and it's okay, but I want other things. Right. So I love the idea of finding these and going into one here and one there. It's so good to have like well-rounded areas too. So this is really good for me. I'm loving all the stuff that you're bringing here, Sarah. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think just one other thing I want to say about that is really kind of motivating in a new and fresh way is a lot of people have goals, you know, especially around their business, right? Or around entrepreneurs, especially, right? We have a lot of goals. And I would say, can you change that goal into a moment? So whatever your goal is, how can you translate that in your mind into the moment that you're living the execution of that goal? If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because if you can go there, then you've created a moment with emotion, with, you know, visuals behind it. You've basically like turned something that is one dimensional on a piece of paper that can actually really demotivate you over time if you're not hitting it, right? becomes a weight.
Yeah.
And you're turning it into a moment that's pulling you towards it. And so even if you have a bad day and, you know, maybe lose some business or whatever happens, you can drop into that moment and say, oh my God, I can't wait for that moment. Like the moment that happens, I'm popping this champagne, I'm going to that restaurant, I'm buying this bag, like whatever. So that it really becomes an internal motivator that gets you up and going every day, even when you don't want to.
Yeah.
Really amazing.
And if you have a friend where you think, or maybe this is you, but something bad happens and then another bad thing and another bad thing, and you just see, how is this possible that all these bad things are happening? And I really truly believe it is just the energy and the vibration that she is bringing. And it's like, she's attracting more and more of it. And I think the best thing you can do when you're in that moment of, oh, this stinks, or this is not going my way today, is going back to this board, just quickly getting into one of those moments to let go of some of that negative energy.
Oh, absolutely. And so, yeah, to answer your first initial question, that is the one time that I go and stare at my board.
Okay.
When I've had a really bad day. Like that is my time. Like, you know, when whatever it is that I've been working on hasn't been how I wanted or whatever, like the day that I want to be frustrated, that's the day that I'll be like, this is why I don't quit, because I'm going to live this moment and this moment's worth it. You know, okay. If I didn't know that, why wouldn't I quit?
Right.
Who wants to like bash themselves on the head all the time with like obstacles? And,
right.
Like, yeah.
Okay. That's, I love this. So someplace that you're going to see just all the time, but then you go there when you're having that moment of, whether you're looking for something to meditate on, or you're having that negative moment of, I need to put something better in my brain right now, I'm going to go and get in that moment. I love
that. Yeah. And remember why I'm doing it. Like, yeah. like this is worth it. You know what I mean? Because this is what I'm creating. And, even on the hard days, this is a picture of the life that I'm creating. And I love it. Like I love it too much to give up on it. I love it too much to let today get me down. Yeah.
So there's a lot of people that I coach where they'll have just so many things they want. And they give me the excuse of like, now I'm just so overwhelmed that I don't do anything. What do you say to somebody who's got 50 pictures on this board and wants to get it all done? How do they prioritize? Like, what do you tell them to do to move forward?
So I think dreamers tend to fall in that category a lot before they learn some of these other skills because I consider myself a dreamer, and man, we had a really hard time executing on big dreams. Like we see the big dream, we get all excited, but then we get really easily overwhelmed because like there's a lot to do and what do I do, you know? And so sometimes they'll have that kind of reaction, but here's one of the things that I teach. Number one, when we have so much to work with, like that is so clutch to me, because there's times when you'll be working on, let's say, one of your business goals, or one of your career goals, and you will be hustling and fired up about it and excited, and you'll be going like 24/7 for about 2 weeks. And then you get some no's and you get some this and that. And then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, how did the energy shift from 2 weeks ago when I felt fired up and excited?
Yeah.
And now I'm getting bitter. Like, and so what you want to do, like the second thing you kind of realize that energy shift, is you just back totally off that, you let it be, and you go to something else. And the beautiful part about our board is we have all this other stuff that we can focus on. And so, I don't say that, you know, out of my 50 pictures, I'm grinding on all 50. That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I will say that it is, it's the roadmap. It's showing me where I'm going and what my ultimate outcome will be. And I am a huge believer on, if you feel like you're putting struggle energy into whatever it is you're working on, whether it's, you know, working on your new body or whatever, totally recede from that, you know, until you can cleanse out that vibe.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, you just pick something else. Cause a lot of times you'll find like, wow, if I've really been grinding on this career goal, then maybe I've let my relationships slide a little bit. You know, maybe as a mom, I haven't been cooking dinner for the last week, you know, just stuff like that, where it's like, okay, pause. It's fine for me to like put some energy into these other areas. And that's the other thing I love about having the board kind of force you to say, what do I want in a holistic way across your life, is it helps me get that kind of reality check to say, hey, wait a second, you're letting some of these other things slide. You haven't been to the gym in 3 days. Mm-hmm. What's going on, you know?
Yeah, just a little reality check.
Yeah. So it kind of helps you keep it balanced, honestly, yeah. Even though it seems like it would go the other way.
Right.
It really doesn't. It helps you like keep up leveling your whole life rather than dragging one part up and then the next, you know?
Because you feel it when there's just an area that you're not doing great at, and it pulls down the other areas.
Totally. Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, some people are listening and they're like, I have a million things to do and now I have to do a future board. What can they do today to get started? And is this a big project? What do you want to tell them if they're overwhelmed even thinking of creating this?
So the first thing that I would say is don't just go and start making a board, please. Because I can't vouch for generic vision boards. I just can't. Like, I've always done it in my own weird kind of way. And that's the only thing that I know for a fact works and has worked for the hundreds of people that I've been teaching it to over the last couple of years. So the book's $9, like grab it on Amazon or at Target or Barnes and Noble or whatever. And it will walk you through every single step from, there's homework in each piece of it. 'Cause I'm a big believer on as you read, process and translate it into your life. Mm-hmm. You process it. Otherwise the whole thing is no good and a waste of your time. So, you know, if you have an overwhelmed life, then make that your self-care half hour twice a week. You don't have to like go crazy.
Well, and sometimes I think people go, oh, I got to put it into my work day. We'll do it on a Saturday. This is fun. This is something that should be exciting to you. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if you're a thinker and you've never done any of this, anyone who has reached out to me after reading the book is like, that was so much fun. Like, it was intense. Yeah. I learned a lot, but it was really fun. It should be fun. And if it's not, give it a minute and come back to it.
Yeah. Right. Because it should be fun because you're looking at what you want to create and what your life is going to look like.
And it gives you so many possibilities. Like, whoa, I actually could create as if this was a blank slate. Like, most people never think about their life in terms of like that, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So tell us what the book is called. And then you said Amazon, Barnes and Nobles, like all those places they can go find it.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's called #futureboards. If you're searching it up anywhere, do it without the hashtag. Obviously it comes up quicker. I think Amazon has it on sale for like $9 or something. It's at Target and Barnes and Noble and bookstores everywhere as well.
Amazing. Thank you so much. Where can people find you online if they want to check out more about you or any place you want them to look?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can go to sarahcentrella.com or my Instagram has everything as well. It's just at Sarah Centrella, and you can see like my tour dates. I'm headed out to the East Coast pretty soon, headed to Vegas in 2 days. So yeah, amazing. We'd love to meet people out and about.
Sarah, this has been so great. Thank you so much for being here today. I am so excited. I'm going to go grab your book. I'm pumped. I'm definitely a vision board person, and I think I just switched over to the future board. So
I like it.
All right. We'll talk with you soon.
Thanks so much.
And that's a wrap. If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then I know you would love Foot Traffic Formula. It's my group coaching and accountability program where we turn your marketing goals into results. Head over to foottrafficprogram.com and get your marketing working for you today.